This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The middle way basically is to accept, tolerate, respect differences of opinion, but at the same time, not just do anything and everything that you feel like doing and follow your desires and whatever, just for a bit of convenience and ease and do whatever we want to do. No, we stick to one. Respect all of them, but you only stick to one. And that is the difficult thing to do. Because like I said, that this group, if you're respecting others, you just subconsciously become less passionate about what you're doing, because if you're respecting that, then you feel like thinking, okay, you can also do that. But this is the point that no, I am only going to, in normal cases, yeah, there are exceptional cases where you can sometimes take from other positions here and there. Because remember, deen is all about submission. And this is another point which I'll talk about later on. It's all about submission. So the summary of this is that you respect other opinions. You entertain them. You respect them. You tolerate them, as long as it's within the parameters and, you know, the hudud. But at the same time, there's no free ticket, open blanket, green light to pick and choose, do whatever, morning Hanafi, afternoon Shafi'i, evening Maliki, and, you know, the fourth wife Hanbali at night. You know, it's not just like anything and everything and how you feel like and how, you know, you just want to do that day, particular day. Otherwise, there'll be no rules left in Islam. There'll be no submission. You won't be Islam anymore. Islam means submission. There'll be no surrendering to Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because there's no going against your desires, because you will always find some opinion somewhere in every issue that is in accordance with what you want to do. So in this issue, this is one opinion. I don't feel like doing this. But there's another opinion that's in accordance with what I want to do. Let me go and pick that. Another issue. There's one opinion which is against my desire and my wishes and my way. There's another opinion which suits me. So in every issue, there's an opinion that suits us. I can just pick up from everywhere that which suits us. And then I follow a madhab which is called madhab al-suti. Or I call it the madhab al-rukhasi, the madhab of just following whatever is easy. You can make a book, write a whole 400-page book. The madhab of ease, madhab al-rukhasi, I follow the madhab al-rukhasi. There are no rules opinion. There's no rules. There's no rules whatsoever. It's just everything that you just want to do, that's it. No imam, and no one ever classically has accepted that and said that's fine. But yeah, there are cases and situations where you can take it and there. We'll talk about that's another topic. I have another course on this topic specifically, and that's not the topic of our course. This one, if you go into the Dar al-Ifta course page, and it's actually an on-demand course on taqleed of the madhab. Some of you may have taken that course, but I discussed this issue in a lot of depth and detail in that particular course of picking and choosing, because taqleed and madhabs and all of that. So inshallah, we can leave it to that.